Unit 4. Lesson 13. New words and expressions.
Emma. Along the way. On the way. Though. Hard. Storm. Fine. Instead of somebody, something.
Lesson 13, Exercise 1. Ben's cousin Emma is visiting China. Listen to them talking about her trip and answer the questions.
How do you feel about your trip to Beijing, Emma?
I'm very excited, but I'm also a little worried.
I'm not surprised. You and your friends are riding your bicycles from Guangzhou to Beijing, aren't you?
Oh no, we're taking buses and trains. But we're going to stop at several places along the way and ride around the countryside. I'm not worried about the riding though. I'm worried about the weather.
Are you worried about the sun?
Not really. I always wear a hat and carry a bottle of water.
Well, you needn't worry about snow.
No. I know it doesn't snow heavily around Beijing. And in summer, of course, it doesn't snow at all.
It's hot, though. The temperature can reach 40 degrees.
Yes, it's hot and dry, but dry is better than wet.
Oh? Why?
Light rain is not a problem, but heavy rain can be dangerous. When it's raining hard, you can't see the road clearly. It's easy to have an accident.
What else is dangerous when you're riding?
Strong winds. If it's very windy, you can be blown off your bike. I don't like riding into a strong wind either. It's slow, hard work.
So, what's your favourite kind of day? Cloudy with a light wind?
A few clouds are nice on a hot day, but I like a strong wind.
Really? I thought you said...
I like a strong wind behind me, blowing me along.
Lesson 14. New words and expressions.
Information. Speed. Direction.
Lesson 14. Exercise 1. Read about students collecting information about the weather and match the pictures to the numbered tasks.
Scientists all over the world study the weather. They collect information about rain, wind, cloud, and air temperature. But scientists can't be everywhere. So sometimes they use other people, such as students, to help them. Students in many countries collect information about the weather. They do this to learn more about science. Every day, they measure the temperature of the air and the speed and the direction of the wind. They also measure how much cloud there is and how many centimetres of rain have fallen. When they have finished these tests, the students send their information by email to scientists. Scientists use this information to understand the world's weather better. Lesson 14. Exercise 2.
Ben and Janet are collecting information about the weather. Listen and fill in the table.
Janet, it's 12:30. Let's look at the weather today.
Okay, let's start with the wind. Look at the flag. What direction is the wind blowing?
It's blowing northwest, and it's blowing quite strongly.
Yes, it looked strong enough to fly a kite today. Okay, next we have to look at the clouds. How cloudy is it today?
The clouds are very high and thin, but they cover one half of the sky.
One half of the sky is covered with clouds. It's not a bad day for a picnic, is it? Let's see, what's next? Oh yes, is it wet or dry?
It's dry now, but it rained last night.
Okay, I'll write down dry. Have you measured the rain?
Wait a minute. I'll look at the bottle. Okay. It shows we've had 2 centimeters of rain since yesterday.
That's a lot of rain for one night, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The trees will be happy. Is there anything else?
Yes. The temperature.
Of course, how could I forget? Let's see. The temperature is now 19 degrees.
Okay, that's everything. Time to go to the computer room and send an email.
Lesson 15. New words and expressions.
Postman. Get on with somebody.
Lesson 16. New words and expressions.
Rubbish. Thoughtless. Smelly. Dirt. Edward leads Callan. Mary. Agnes. Wedding. Dream home. Car parts.
Lesson 16, Exercise 2. Listen to Ben and Shun Jam talking about the problems shown in the pictures. Write Shun Jam's answers in the boxes.
Hi, Ben. What are you reading? A report about rubbish and other problems. This newspaper wants to know how young people feel about these things. Let's see what you think, okay? Okay. I'll tell you a problem, and you tell me if it makes you feel hardly worried at all, a little worried, rather worried, or very worried. Here's the first problem. People who drop rubbish in parks, streets, and other places. This is bad. People who do this don't care about the land or about other people. They are thoughtless. Write down, rather worried. I agree. Here's the next one. People who play music loudly or make a lot of noise. For example, with cars and other machines. I'm not very worried about this. Write down, a little worried. I think these people ought to think more about other people. But you can put something over your ears. That's true. Now, the third one is factories that smell bad. I'm hardly worried at all about smelly factories. Of course, no one wants to live next to one, but I don't, so I don't care. Is that so? I'm very surprised. You shouldn't just think about yourself. Now, how do you feel about this one? The food that we eat. I'm quite worried about this. We buy more and more food from stores instead of growing it ourselves. We need to know if any of this food is bad for us. Here's the next one. The air. I'm very worried about the air. Cars, factories, and so on are putting too much dirt into our air. It's very unhealthy. Something must be done about it. Okay, that was the last question. Let's send your answers to the newspaper.
Lesson 16. Exercise 4. Read about an unusual house and answer the questions.
In 1918, Edward Leedskellin was going to marry a girl named Agnes. But the night before the wedding, Agnes changed her mind. Edward was so sad that he left his country and moved to the USA. In his new country, Edward started building a dream home for Agnes. He didn't have much money, so he built it out of things that other people didn't want. Rocks. Some of the rocks that he used weighed over 25,000 kilos. To move and cut them, he used only things that people had thrown away, such as old car parts. It took him 20 years to build the house, which he called Rock Gate, but he built it very, very well. Inside, there is a table that looks like a heart. It weighs more than 2,000 kilos. Outside, there is a gate that you can open with one finger, even though it weighs more than 9,000 kilos. In 1991, a big storm destroyed all the houses near Rockgate, but it didn't hurt Rockgate itself. No one knows how Edward did this work. He was a small man, only 1.5 meters tall and weighing 45 kilos. No one ever saw him working. He worked only at night or when no one else was around. When visitors came to see his house, he stopped and talked to them. But he didn't do any work until they had left. In 1951, Edward died. He had never married, and he had not seen Agnes since the night she had left him. 30 years after he died, some people found Agnes and asked her if she wanted to see the home that Edward had built for her. She said, "No, I didn't want to marry him then, and I don't want to know about him now." Unit 4.
Time for a rhyme. The storm.
A storm is going to be here soon. It's moving in our direction. It should arrive by about noon, says the weather information. Before the sun was shining, and the clouds were thin and high. But now the sun is hiding, and black clouds cover the sky. A strong wind is blowing, and rain has started to fall. This weather is quite exciting. It's my favorite weather of all.